Doctors are advised that major routes across Lusaka will be closed for the Absa Marathon from midnight on Saturday, 6th September, until 11 a.m. on the same day. This is in fulfillment of the World Athletics requirement for full route closure for certified marathons. Please take precautions, follow the diversion signs, and plan your day carefully. Your story matters. Absa. Good afternoon. The headlines. Joe Malanji and Fred Sonyamba convicted of corruption. Government launches risk management policy to safeguard social services. And in global news, Congo ex-justice minister sentenced to 3 years forced labor for corruption. With the 13 Hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Lusaka Acting Chief Resident Magistrate Irene Mushimanga has convicted the former Secretary to the Treasury, Fred Sonyamba, and former Foreign Affairs Minister Joe Malanji on corruption-related charges. Mr. Yamba was found guilty on 2 counts of willfully failing to comply with laid-down procedures in the transfer of over 108 million kwacha intended for the purchase of Zambian properties in Turkey between 2020 and 2021. Rendering judgment this morning, Magistrate Mushimanga ruled that there was no parliamentary approval for the transaction, nor a budget line for the procurement of these properties as required by the 2021 Appropriation Act. Mr. Malanji, on the other hand, has been convicted on 7 counts of acquiring properties established to be proceeds of crime, among them 2 helicopters from South Africa Aviation Companies, which were established to have been purchased using funds originally allocated for a Zambian chancery in Turkey. Magistrate Mushimanga found that Mr. Malanji failed to provide a legitimate record of the transactions, but acquitted him on 1 count related to the purchase of the Gibson Royal Hotel in Kitwe, as the property was bought using a loan before the period of the indictment. However, sentencing has been postponed to Thursday after defense lawyers for both Mr. Yamba and Mr. Malanji requested for non-custodial sentences on submissions that Mr. Yamba's actions were on behalf of the Zambian government, while Mr. Malanji is a first-time offender. The charges stem from allegations that between the 1st of January 2020 and the 31st of August 2021, Mr. Yamba authorized the transfer of 108.4 million kwacha to the Zambian mission account in Turkey, bypassing legal protocols, and Mr. Malanji is accused of using part of these funds to acquire helicopters and other properties. The Ministry of Community Development and Social Services has launched the risk management policy aimed at identifying potential risks early, respond strategically, and ensure continuity of services in the ministry, even in times of disruption. Speaking during the official launch of the document in Lusaka this morning, Community Development and Social Services Minister Doreen Mwamba says the policy will enable the ministry to deliver its mandate of providing basic protection services to the poor and the vulnerable. Mrs. Mwamba has expressed confidence that this will help all departments and units within the ministry to have a common framework for identifying, assessing, and responding to risks, whether operational, financial, or strategic planning. She, however, notes that the existence of the risk management policy does not in itself eliminate risk, but is intended to ensure coordinated efforts by all stakeholders in managing risk.
To achieve this, we require a guiding framework that strengthens our capacity to understand and respond to changes, to challenges. We will set guidance in the delivery of essential services to those who depend on us more. This policy will help us identify potential risks and respond strategically and ensure continuity of services in times of disruption.
And Ministry Chief Risk Officer Miselo Chita says the policy aligns with all ministry projects and will encourage staff to demonstrate a positive risk culture with high level of integrity.
is also outlining our risk appetite, detecting intolerance levels across key risk categories such as financial, ICT, procurement, health and safety, human capital, and environmental risk, among others. These levels range from very low tolerance for risk affecting life and compliance and reputation to moderate tolerance in areas where the Canadian risk taking can bring operational benefits.
Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Malenga has launched the Energy Efficiency for Sustainable Livelihoods in Africa Zambia Country Window Project, aimed at promoting energy efficiency across the country. Speaking during the launch in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Malenga said energy efficiency is now more important than ever because Zambia is still facing power shortages. Mr. Malenga says the project will help industries use less energy and save costs while protecting the environment. He said the project is not only timely, but also transformative, as it will drive industrial growth, create jobs, and help the country manage its little energy resources more efficiently. Samolenga has appealed for this initiative, which is supported by the Swedish government and United Nations Industrial Development Organization, UNIDO, to be expanded beyond Lusaka to all parts of the country.
As we are launching the ELA project here in Lusaka, there is more need for every corner of my country to learn about what ELA does. As we launch it here today, excellent, I'm excited that in concluding remarks, you committed to personally be a part of this and why. As you do this, excellence, I want to borrow the words of His Excellency, my President, who always says, Lusaka is not that. There are many places that we have. The ELA project has been led, must be understood, must be held, and people must participate in it in different parts of the country.
At the same event, Swedish Ambassador to Zambia, Johan Hallenborg, emphasized the critical role of energy efficiency in driving sustainable development. He disclosed that Sweden, through its embassy in Lusaka, is investing 2 million euros over 4 years to support Zambia's national energy efficiency goals, stressing that the funding will go towards this project.
Through Zambia's energy efficiency strategy and action plan, the government of Zambia has laid out a comprehensive framework to reduce energy intensity and improve energy use across all sectors. The goals are ambitious yet achievable, reducing primary energy intensity by 2030, promoting energy efficient appliances such as LED lighting, and improved cooking stoves, but also encouraging industrial energy audit and management systems.
Chama North Member of Parliament, Yotam Tayachalo, has called on governments to immediately probe alleged irregularities in the implementation of cash for work programs and the distribution of fertilizer in his constituency. Yotam Tayachalo says widespread complaints from residents point to a lack of transparency and accountability, with politically connected individuals reportedly benefiting without doing any work, and some officials receiving bribes to include bogus names on beneficiaries. He has warned that such practices risk tarnishing government's image and could erode support for the ruling party in Chama district if left unchecked. Ms. Mtachalo has also raised concern about last season's farming input distribution, claiming that deserving farmers were left out while inputs meant for vulnerable groups were allegedly diverted, a matter he has since reported to Community Development Minister Doreen Mwamba. He has appealed to government to send auditors or independent investigators to Chama North to ensure culprits are brought to book and deter future abuse of such programs.
Following my continued community engagement with the people in the constituents in various wards, I have discovered widespread complaints from people in regard to unfair implementation of cash for work programs and alleged fraudulent activities taking place. The whole exercise lacks transparency and accountability, as some politically connected individuals have a tendency of reaping where they did not sow, and needless to say that their actions are undermining a well-intended government initiative meant to increase income at household level in order to eradicate poverty, especially among the rural communities where it is more pronounced.
In global news, in a high-profile corruption crackdown in the Democratic